It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back, and on this week's Whiskey Quickie, we're looking at a limited release that was coming from Angel's Envy, and this is their Angel's Envy bourbon finished in Mizunara casks. Now, here's a little bit of some background on it. Now, this is a blend of 4-year-old and 9-year-old Angel's Envy bourbon that was finished for an additional 2 years in selected charred new Japanese Mizunara oak casks. Now, you're the tree guy. Do you know anything about Mizunara?
Just know it's an oak.
Okay.
I don't know. Japanese oak.
This is all...
I know people like it. I mean, a lot of people are like, let's throw it in Mizunara cask. It'll turn out great.
Let's see if we can find it.
Yeah.
So Wes Henderson, who you remember, he's been on our podcast plenty of times. He said that they chose his 10th anniversary release for his dad because he had several consulting roles in Japan, which anybody that's been in bourbon for a while knows that Japan kind of really helped get the bourbon craze and keep that boom going. And now this release is made from these rare Mizunara casks from 200-year-old wood.
Wow.
So it's going to have 1,200 bottles that are available. If you didn't see it, it's coming to this like beautiful decanter and it's bottled at 97.8 proof. And the SRP is $350.
All right. 200-year-old wood, that's got to be a price. No wonder it's so expensive.
That's an extra $100.
Yeah, for sure. And the decanter.
All right, so let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here.
Ooh, it's got some Kinney's sweet oak, some tannins in there.
There's definitely some oak tannins in there. I would, almost like a bitterness, though, for me. I don't know if I get the sweetness.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet ending.
That was lame.
I would say like a, almost like a clove too.
Yeah, look at you.
A little nutmeg. I'm harnessing my inner Cecil here.
Let's do it.
All right, so on the taste.
A lot of creamy, kind of.
Almost get like cream corn.
Yeah.
Is it weird to get that? Like cream corn with like, maybe just like a little bit of like cotija cheese or something like that.
Yeah, I like the, is it cotija, cotija?
Cotija, whatever the Mexican Parmesan is.
Yeah, and then you mix a little of the jalapeno sauce on it, you know, it's your taco luchador, and you're like, it's kind of what I'm feeling too, yeah.
I like tacos.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is, it's like I said, it's got a very unique flavor to it.
Yeah, it's like creamy sweet, but there's like that spiciness at the end, even at, what was it, 97 proof?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's perfectly balanced.
Let's go ahead and we'll rate this. So, on the nose, where you at?
Sideways, a little too bitter, too tannicky kind of for me.
On the taste?
It's interesting. I'm going to go thumbs up. I liked it.
I'd say thumbs up too because I don't think there's anything else like it.
Yeah, it's so unique. And that's been Angel's Envy thing with their limited releases. They've been really unique.
True. And on the finish?
Kind of sideways. I mean, there wasn't a ton there, but really enjoyed the taste.
I agree. Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.